This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
No, I'll start with you. Last year I said 15 wins and an all-star appearance for Grayson. Now, he was on his way to 15 for sure. Didn't make the all-star team. Earned run average, a little robust there. But Ryan Ripken thought he was going to be one of the top-level pitchers in the American League East. And we'll start with Nolan, get to Vinny, and get to you at 410-583-1057. What do you expect? Not what you hope. What do you expect from Grayson Rodriguez in a year in which he's got a couple seasons at major? He's pitched in the playoffs before. Was hurt last year, couldn't go. Corbin Burns is gone. That ship has sailed. He's in Arizona. Got a fresh haircut. You see the picture of him in his Diamondback uniform, by the way. He looks like a totally different person. Maybe they don't have a Yankee-level role. The Yankees don't even have that anymore. But what do you expect from Grayson Rodriguez? Because it's time for him to, you know, prove that you're at least a very good three or a strong two. I don't know if number one will ever be that thing on a consistent basis.
I would expect when he's on the diamond, when he's on the mound, I would expect him to have better numbers than at any point in his career. He will look the part. What I can't guarantee and what concerns me is his durability. I mean, it's almost hard to believe that he actually pitched fewer innings last year than he did in his rookie campaign. It's kind of boggling just because, but that final couple months really adds up when he wasn't out there. So I've seen him get better. He has that composure to me. He has that elite stuff at times where he resembles a true ace. But if he's not going to be there for a full 162 or at least make, 27 starts, something close to it instead of 30, 33, I mean, it's really going to hurt this team because they don't have as much wiggle room behind him in the rotation.
He has to be reliable, if not way above average for them. And as Nolan said, Vinny, we know the talent's there. We've seen him dominate at times. But, you know, being able to hit the post every fifth day, I think, is somewhat of a concern here. And he's still, 25 years old? He's still young. It's not like he's pushing 30. He's still a really young guy. But potential has been there all along. This guy was the number one pitching prospect for 2 years when he was in the minors. Now it's time to start seeing this come to fruition every fifth. Charlie Morton hits the post. If he hits the post like Charlie Morton does, who knows? Maybe there is a rock star in our midst here.
How about like 165 innings? You know, 27, 28 starts? I mean, if he does that, he'll be doing well. He'll match what Burns did. I think if he gets and stays healthy, he can match what Burns did for the Orioles.
I think the K rate's potential's better because Burns' K rate's been dipping. I don't know if there's a sub-3 ERA, though, which Burns, he always brought to the equation.
Right. You look at, he's
Burnsy.
Not...
Burnsy!
Oh, by the way, the money changes people with the new haircut and everything, the new look.
Yeah. He looked very like he should be wearing a suit and carrying a briefcase around.
I knew him before.
Well, with that kind of money, he probably is.
But yeah, I don't know if Grayson's ever really been a guy you would consider like homer prone, giving up. I could be wrong there, but he doesn't strike me as that, say, compared to some of their other pitchers. But yeah, I mean, damage control, there's certain things that you just want to see improvements on if he's going to become that ace. Like, you can't go from having seven shutout innings one day to getting shelled in the first inning and then getting yanked after two or three where you can't even keep your pitch count down. I mean, at some point, you got to stabilize. And that was the thing that, you know, Burns got all the credit for his dominant stats, and he was on point, you know, nine times out of ten. But when he wasn't on point, he'd still manage to figure it out, work his way through five, give you innings. I mean, that stuff matters for the entire 162-game season.
I mean, you saw Burns in a nutshell in the playoffs. He pitched into the eighth inning against Kansas City. That's what aces do, and I know they're not allowed to do it as much anymore because of this landscape of the way that they coddle pitchers. And, of course, you spend a lot of money on bullpen arms, too. I mean, you got middle relievers making $15 million a year sitting there in the back end. But I think Grayson Rodriguez last year, he was 13-4 with a 3.86. I say the ERA dips by half a run, and I could see the win total kind of being there as long as the offense does its part. And I fully expect the Orioles offense to be consistent for 6 months, not great for three and terrible for three.
Right. Don't let him be the guy this year that doesn't get any run support. What was it, Dean Kramer last year or maybe 2 years ago? He'd go out there, he'd pitch pretty well. They just never scored for him. There's always one guy every year that just never has the luck.
Yeah, 25 years old is Grayson Rodriguez. Doesn't turn 26 until November. So hopefully that'll be after the Orioles make a deep run into the postseason.
Well, yeah, what you'd like is consistency, Bob. And then when they're having, you know, when they've lost three or four games in a row and he comes to the mound, you expect to win.
Yeah, the stopper is what they call it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.